A last-minute injunction from a London High Court judge on Thursday forced Britain to suspend a planned agreement with Mauritius over the sovereignty of the Chagos Islands, delaying a landmark deal tied to the future of the Diego Garcia military base. The injunction was issued in the early hours of the morning, just before the deal was to be signed, and followed legal action by two British nationals born on the islands. The case is scheduled for consideration at 10:30 a.m. local time. The agreement, first announced in outline last October, would have seen Britain cede sovereignty over the Chagos archipelago to Mauritius, while retaining control of the strategically vital Diego Garcia base, under a 99-year lease. The legal challenge was brought by Bernadette Dugas and Bertrice Pompey, both born in Diego Garcia, who argued that Chagossans were excluded from the negotiation process and denied a voice in shaping their homeland's future. The wider Chagossian community, many of whom were forcibly removed from the islands in the 1960s and 70s and now live in Britain, have also criticized the proposed agreement for its lack of consultation. "We cannot support a deal made about our home without even being asked," said one community representative. Under the agreement, Britain would pay Mauritius £3 billion across the 99-year term, with an option for a 50-year extension and a right of first refusal thereafter. The Diego Garcia base, operated jointly by the UK and US, plays a pivotal role in regional security. It has hosted military operations including strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen, 2024-25, humanitarian missions to Gaza, and past campaigns in Afghanistan against Taliban and Al-Qaeda forces. Support for the deal was reaffirmed in February by US President Donald Trump during a meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Washington, despite early signs of hesitation from his administration. The agreement had already been endorsed under the previous Biden presidency. The UK government has yet to comment formally on the court's decision.